This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello Scorpio, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, August the 20th, and the whole week ahead. The moon in Pisces is lovely for you, and you know, even in opposition to Mercury and Jupiter isn't that bad. In fact, it's very good if you're gleaning thoughts for the future, if you're going through ideas in your head about where you want to go with your life. It is not a good day for decisions, but it's certainly a good day for spinning thoughts and ideas around your head about where you want to go next. And here's your Sunday stars. The moon is in Aries. Moon in Aries for you is good in some parts. In fact, there's some lovely energy, especially to Mars in Sagittarius. It's very good for finances, money, cash, keeping your eye on the financial ball. The hardworking Scorpio will go further than anybody else. The square to your ruling planet Pluto does say this: beware of corporates and people who abuse their power. Here's your Monday stars. The sun swans into Virgo. I love this for you because it really is that connection with the future and long-term planning. It's also superb for making new friends and influencing people. So if you can join a club or a group or any kind of society, the next month is a fine time to do it. You'll make new friends and you'll bring new people into your life. And that in itself can open up doors to a fabulous future. Here's your Tuesday stars. Lovely day for relationships. If you need to sort out an affair, if you've not been friends with somebody and you need to get over it, today is lovely. There's a strong romantic vibe and there's also a great energy of forgiveness around. So if you want to draw close to somebody, then this is the day to do it. There's a lot of warmth, there's a lot of feeling, and there's a lot of attraction. And here's your Wednesday stars, where your ruling planet Mars is very close to Saturn today in your second house of money. Look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Mars conjunct Saturn in the second house. It's powerful. It's very powerful indeed. One of the very strong energies that come from Mars and Saturn is the ability to focus, to work hard, to be determined and even dogmatic. But it's an excellent aspect for getting results through sheer diligence. And here's your Thursday stars. The moon's in Gemini, and a Gemini moon with not particularly good aspects isn't good. It's not good emotionally because there seems to be difficulties in an intimate relationship. Maybe you're not gelling, or maybe you don't trust somebody, or maybe. There's so many things that can go wrong when it comes to love and passion and sex. And so therefore it's probably best to avoid all those kind of things today, if you can. Here's your Friday stars. With Mars squaring Neptune, be so very careful when it comes to money. This can be anything from having things stolen to mislaying precious things, property, or cash itself. It's a day and even a weekend when it comes to money, you must be so careful and you cannot trust a soul. Sometimes you can't even trust yourself.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.